Here is Rowan Mantell with her arm's length celebrations. One, two, miss a few, 99, 100. Who's counting when it comes to birthdays?
Happy birthday to me. I thought I'd sing it to myself because who knows how many people will be allowed to sing it in person on the day. A choir of none, two families 2 metres apart, a massed choir of voices via Zoom, a small group of spaced out friends in face masks, six households 1 metre plus apart, or 30 people 30 miles away, ideally at a castle, testing their eyesight, antibody levels, voices and sanity. Celebrations have been strange in these hashtag strange times. My youngest son didn't expect to spend his 21st birthday, or the partying for the end of his university finals, or the exams themselves for that matter, locked down with his parents and brother. My dad didn't expect to spend his 80th locked down without his extended family, who gathered remotely with birthday greetings and pleased to make his camera angle less groiny. I did expect to spend my 30th wedding anniversary with my husband, but I hadn't thought of a bicycle ride, a picnic of his sourdough bread, we're so locked down, with local cheese and a swim in the River Waveney. Handmade cards are on the cards, as Howard, when he's not nurturing his sourdough starter or working even ever longer hours at his actual job, has taken up painting greetings cards and is giving our granddaughter some competition, although they have very different styles. Hers are always lineups of family members with a lot of attention paid to hairstyling and unfeasibly long arms and legs. The new normal in ideal body shape, with the limbs akimbo, keeping all corners at an antisocial distance. His are vibrant, with colour rippling from the appropriate number for the celebration. He didn't do one for Charlotte, though, because coronavirus cancelled her birthday. That's not entirely fair to COVID-19, because dastardly though it is, it did not actually kill her birthday. It just shunted it back a few weeks. The plan was to have the birthday and all-important party at the end of lockdown. Aged 3, or maybe 4, she knew the date of her birthday, but like many of us during lockdown, she was rarely aware of the date, day by day. She had important other things to focus on, such as serenading passers-by with lockdown songs during her daily walks, her lyrics riffing on the staying at home, stay away, stay awake virus vibe, like Boris at a podium. What she did know was that her birthday came after her dad's birthday, so his celebrations were collateral damage as it became clear that lockdown was secured by a triple lock which would last to the end of time, the end of the Archer's lockdown monologue or Charlotte's next scheduled birthday, whichever came sooner. Eventually, her dad's birthday was rescheduled, signalling that it must be hers next, and it was. There were presents, there was cake, there was a party of mum, dad, baby sister and belated birthday girl. There were 4 candles. And lo, lockdown began easing. She's now back at nursery. Her coronavirus cure, a paper wall to keep the vulnerable elderly segregated, unfinished. But I might not mention my birthday to her, just in case I get a paper wall adorned with long-armed relatives instead of a card.